It's understandable if, given the holidays and the weather, you haven't been able to keep up with all the events that have been canceled, rescheduled, or postponed. One of the Christmas-themed events at Walton Arts Center that was affected by the weather is taking place, albeit without the holiday theme, this Sunday afternoon. Six-time Grammy winner Ronnie Millsap is scheduled to perform Sunday at 4, and the concert is expected to contain the country singer's biggest hits.
Meanwhile, another Walton Arts Center concert has been scratched because of circumstances beyond the venue's control. Chucho Valdez's performance on Friday, February 14th, has been canceled because of an accident in Japan. He'll undergo surgery with several months of recovery expected. Although currently stable, he's canceling the entire North American tour, including the Walton Arts Center performance. No plans to reschedule at this time. For more information, you can contact Walton Arts Center's box office at 443-5600.
Beginning now, you have more chances to walk into the Fort Smith Regional Art Museum, or RAM. Beginning today, the museum has extended its hours of operation to 6 days a week. Patrons can see the exhibits Tuesday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. and from 1 until 5 on Sunday afternoon. There is no admission charge. And keep this on your calendar. On January 16th, the new exhibit, Valentine's, The Art of Romance, opens at the RAM.
If the weather cooperates, this weekend we'll provide some soup, some ham, and a parade. The soup will be part of a fundraiser for a program at the St. Andrew's Episcopal Church in Rogers. The church sponsors, along with other churches, a program that feeds about 50 children a weekend at Elmwood Middle School. Saturday evening's fourth annual Soup Supper fundraiser will take place at the church's parish hall at 824 West Oak from 5 until 8 Saturday evening. Donations are requested and accepted, and you can eat at the church or just pick up some soup for eating at home. Last year, the fundraiser earned about $5,000, and every dime raised this year will benefit the program. For more information, you can call the church at 636-4042.
The ham on Saturday and Sunday is not food, but a chance to earn a ham radio operating license. The two-day class will be at North Arkansas Regional Medical Center in Harrison and is offered by the NARMC's disaster management team. The class is from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. both Saturday and Sunday. The cost is $15 and includes the licensing exam processing fee. Space is limited, so for more information, call 870-414-5519.
Saturday, a nearly week-long schedule of events honoring the life of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. begins in Fort Smith. The opening event is a parade Saturday afternoon at 1 that will begin at the corner of Garrison and North 7th. The route will wind through downtown Fort Smith. The parade itself will include local bands. Sponsors of the 2014 events include the Fort Smith-based Martin Luther King Jr. Community Association and the University of Arkansas Fort Smith. Other activities this month include two prayer services, an evening banquet, a breakfast followed by educational presentations, and a march, an Unsung Hero Award announcement, a student-led panel discussion called Finding Your Voice in the Arts, and a dramatic presentation by the daughter of a legendary civil rights leader.
Speaking of Fort Smith, the city has been named as the fifth among the True West magazine's top western towns for 2014. The list is published in the magazine's February issue, which is scheduled to be on newsstands today. Dodge City, Kansas was ranked first this year. The magazine takes note of Fort Smith's iconic figures like Bass Reeves, Judge Parker, and Miss Laura.
Finally, no area collegiate athletic event scheduled for this frigid Tuesday, though most area college basketball teams are back in action either on Wednesday or Thursday night. But to help you escape from the cold temperatures for just a bit, we'll mention that the University of Arkansas softball schedule for 2014 has been announced. Arkansas will begin the season the first week of February in Las Vegas for a tournament at UNLV. The first home games are February 13th through the 16th, part of the Arkansas Invitational. In all, the Razorbacks will have 29 home games at Bogle Park on the UA campus.